Blog Talk Radio.
If you are successful in life, you understand the concept of protecting yourself. Let me ask you this. Are you protecting your family and your assets with quality term life insurance? At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000, $1 million, or more. So call us right now for a free, no-pressure quote. 800-509-1741. 800-509-1741. 800-509-1741.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see some dense fog and mostly cloudy skies for the next few days. High temperatures in the low to mid-40s. Patchy fog in the evenings and low temperatures dropping down to the mid-30s. A bright side, though, for Friday, partly sunny skies. High temperatures on the up, around 48.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring. And coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, well, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I just love Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hi, good morning, Pat. Hi.
You know what I love? Okay,
what?
So
actually, other than me for the last 20 years, boom!
I love you. I just so love
boom,
you.
Boom! Right like there.
You like got such a place in my heart.
Aww.
It's like right there.
You too, Pat. Thanks.
You're right there. But think about this.
Okay.
We're getting ready to do a show with Asher Countryman, right now. Back in the day, doing a show like this would have been near impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can have somebody pick their stuff up. I say stuff because I don't even know what she has. I think she's got a phone. But whatever it is, pick it up, go outdoors so that the scenery, everybody's watching with Asher right now, the scenery looks like she's got like a green screen thing in the background. No.
It's legit.
No. It's legit.
It's legit. Congratulations.
It's like a real star.
Give it up to technology. Give it up to technology.
Oh my God. And it's just like, yeah, that's the way we roll.
Like right down to the van in the background too. If you guys are watching, like right that van is like perfectly positioned for the show today.
I almost want Olivia, who's running the Facebook Live. Like, so I almost want Olivia to do this. I don't think she can, but I always want her to take like an Asher Countryman logo and like superimpose it on this. Yeah. So we got it on the band.
You can't put it
like, I'm sorry, Asher. I'm sorry. I just went off there on a minute. Welcome to the show.
Let me
tell you about Asher, because this is really what you can expect from us as a network and the people like Asher. She's the founder, of course, right? Ready? And so, Olivia, if you're going to put something up, here you go. The founder of Sacred Attunement Wellness.
Mm.
So here's what this is about. This is what I love. Not only that, phenomenal yoga teacher, alternative wellness. I mean, we're going to go on and on about her, but we're going to talk about her mission.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I love. When I told my friend, and Ashley's going to have to comment on this, when I told my friend that I was obsessed on my TV, like, it's not the TV, though. It's like, you can do the internet through your TV. I do all music and everything through the TV. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. I just don't turn something on. But anyway, or my computer. And I have gone through, I went through a period where I played nothing but the Gaia Mantra. and thank you to Sarah Main, who is a Sanskrit expert. But I went through this period, Benny, where I pulled up some music, and I just listened to it over and over and over and over and over again, not understanding the words, although Sarah Main did school me on how to pronounce the Sanskrit properly, not like in the songs, but it's the vibration.
Mm.
Today, sound currency and its power to heal.
Mm.
Why is it we tell people in the hospitals, why do we do this, folks? We say, maybe you should play their favorite music, or maybe you should put something on, or maybe you should not have that crazy TV that's talking about crap that that person in that hospital bed doesn't really need to hear. Why? Why?
Mm.
Asher, that's your job today.
Yay. Yeah, that's a fascinating point. There is a couple in my non-yoga community who's been studying with Dr. Lovery for, gosh, I think maybe 10 years now, and they specialize in the children's unit. Now, forgive me, I don't remember the disease that these children get, but this disease they get, it causes extreme pain in their body. And as of now, there's not really a source to heal them 100%. But years ago, they started incorporating these mantras that were composed by Dr. Lovery, specifically Ramadasa Sa Se So Hung, which is the only, so far, mantra recognized by the UN as a healing mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And they would play this mantra to the children in the hospital, their pain would literally decrease by like 25, 30, 40%, depending on the child, sometimes 50%, and they would have amazing results getting back to their state of health and feeling good in their body again. And I just found that so fascinating of like, wow, music does have an impactful, direct impact on our physical health. And we're so unaware of it.
Totally unaware of it. But that's why we're talking about it today. And, you know, we're talking about sound and sound currency or sound current or why it's important. But before we get out there, you know, I love talking about decibels. I mean, it's weird. I did a study once. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how many years back. I had a conversation with Doreen Virtue. And I said, you know, what's interesting, Doreen, I was editing the shows back then. And I said, I found it fascinating that anytime a person mentions the word abundance, it looks a certain way. Mm-hmm. Anytime somebody talks about poverty and lack and negative, it looks a certain way. And the sound waves are always higher. And it doesn't matter what the tonal range is.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that interesting. And then, of course, her son did a book. Her son wrote a book completely, I think it was her son or her daughter, I don't remember now, but did a whole book, and the book is based, all the vibrational sounds and the sound waves are in the book. And yet with all of this, what is holding us back from understanding the power of this?
Well, I mean, for one, at least where I'm at right now, I live in America, right? And we are so... conditioned to think that only science knows what's best, at least the majority of us, right? Like, if science hasn't proven it, it doesn't really work. And I think we're on the brink of that, you know, and my teacher talks about that often. It's like we're going to see over the next decade how really science and spirituality are going to merge even deeper than they ever have before and going to prove how this sound current that exists all around us and has existed since the beginning of time, how that can help us, how that can affect our daily lives and affect our health and our day ins and day outs. So I think that's pretty cool and pretty fascinating, and I can't wait to see what people talk about. But I think that's why we don't understand it, or why we think it's voodoo or witchcraft, you know, because we don't have an understanding of it, right? We weren't raised with this knowledge and this wisdom of just being something that's normal, right? It's not normal, so it's weird, right? Or
yeah.
We don't know about it, so I'm going to just kind of look at it from
the,
you know?
Yeah. But, you know, let's talk about what you have discovered along the way to being you and how you use this for healing, right? You know, we talk about decibels. We talk about the hertz range. We talk about in healing, there's something that's called hertz, but spelled differently.
Right.
And I don't want to confuse this for people because people have heard me talk about the hertz reaction. That is not what we're talking about here today. But I will tell you, they kind of have the same end game in mind, which is healing.
Yes.
Right? And it's fascinating. My version of hertz is the version that represents the shorter version of a very long word that talks about the process of healing where you have to shift things and move things around. But from your perspective, how do you define sound current? And what do you mean in the language of this?
How do I define sound current? Wow. I feel like that's such a loaded question.
I knew you could handle it, though.
I know, yeah, right?
You got the white band behind you.
Yeah. system here, you know. Yeah, I guess how I define it in my own personal life is it's caused a huge transformation. I was this young kid who partied and did a lot of drugs and was always getting into trouble and was just angry and angst with the world and, you know, didn't trust myself, didn't trust humanity. And when I discovered this power of sound current, it was literally the most powerful thing. No counselor, no psychiatrist, no therapist was able to get through to me. And there was something with experimenting with these songs and with these mantras that just kind of opened the veil for me, opened a door that allowed me to step into having trust again, having connection, having love in my life. And it was like this, it's like that was my therapist, so to speak. It took me through the layers of peeling back the onion to get to the source of why I was the way I was when I was 20, 21, 22, you know. It brought me just back to like this childlike innocence. So that's how I define and relate to how it's affected my life.
And, you know, and one of the things that happens along the way of discovering sound is discovering, right? I mean, what we're talking about is a journey that sometimes many of us cannot describe. I mean, we are not in the realm you're in where you are in the healing realm. Yeah. You're in this place where you're seeing how sound currents are used today, how sound is being used today.
Right.
And, you know, part of my own little story that I shared with the mantra, I knew nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was drawn to it. And then they put out a video version of it, and I'm going to see if any can bring it up. I'll have to give them the link. But I just would listen to it over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where I didn't feel like I had to explain it to anybody. But when we come back from break, we're going to talk about, you know, how is this used today? You know, what is it about the existence of vibration that's connected to a specific sound current? What is it that we can learn about this? But then also, what can we apply? You know, this is really what today's show is about. My very special guest joining me here today, Sound Currency and Its Power to Heal, with my guest, Asher Countryman. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week.
Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Unhappy and unfulfilled, most people look for things outside of themselves to feel better. A larger home, a lucrative career, a new car, or even a particular relationship. But once the newness wears off, you're laid off from the job, or you have a falling out with said person, then what? The cycle of seeking happiness and purpose starts all over again. The truth is, all of the fulfillment and worthiness you want lies within you. You just have to tap into it. Join me, Laura Goldstein, for my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern, where we talk ways to return to self and the joy within.
Everybody, welcome back. You know, today's show, right? I'm so thrilled to introduce you to Asher, but more importantly, what is so exciting about talking with all of you today is that there is something we're talking about that is available and accessible to everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, and I say everyone with the idea that you have access to a phone or a device or something, you know, could be. I don't think we even use the term computer anymore, although I actually have a laptop. But whatever that is, what we're talking about today is accessible. It's available. And most of the time, it is free. That's kind of the cool thing. But Asher, before we keep going, tell people how they can find out about you, but also how they can schedule time with you so they can unlock power that's within them. How do people do that?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So you can either go to my website, which is sacredattunement.com, and there is a little forum in there that kind of asks you to fill out a couple questions, and then we'll allow you to have a resource to connect with me. There's also a little bar right at the top of the website if you want to directly book a call with me. It's a complimentary call. We get to talk for about 30 minutes, and that goes through Calendly, so you get to choose your time and date that best suits your schedule. You can also connect with me on Facebook. So I have a group in there called Sacred Attunement Community, and that's a free group. I do workshops in there and do the little videos. We actually have a 3-day live that's coming up February 16th, 17th, and 18th. talking about the ways we can peel back the onion to our emotional trauma and really step into that love, alignment, and abundance into our lives. So that's how you can do it.
And, you know, thank you for doing that, and thank you for sharing that. One of the things I wanted to really get back to you and kind of circle back around with you is this idea of understanding what some examples of sound and sound currents are. Now, I gave a couple of examples before the break of, you know, things that I get attached to. And what I find is, and it's probably because I'm a little different, my brain operates a little different on what we now know about people like me. So it is not unusual for me to have repetitive sound be important to me, right? There's a reason why the song Titanium so relates to me, or the song Clocks, which was our show mantra for years. It was our show introduction. There's a level of repetitiveness and a level of absorption that affects somebody like me. But my question to you is, there's a range. There are many things people can learn. There are many things people can take in. Talk to us about some examples and what you've discovered.
Yeah, I guess I would say one of the simplest things that I can show you an example of as far as like that repetitiveness, right? And when I think about music in general, by the way, it's always repetitive, right? Any song we listen to on the TV, it repeats like the same chorus again and again. And there's some weird rap songs where they just like words for like a minute straight. You're like, do you have anything to share? And then you're like, oh wait, mantras are the same thing. Like all music is repetitive. But one of the ones that I really love is Aum, A-U-M, right? It's a different version of Om.
Yeah.
And there's many ways to work with that particular sound vibration. And the reason why I share that one, because it's simple. You can use it and activate it. Like as soon as you're done with this call, there's not like this long thing you have to memorize, right? but when you break that symbolization down, the letter A actually helps to work on strengthening the lungs and actually strengthen the heart and release grief from the heart space. And when you work with the letter U, vibrating U, if you were to separate them into individual syllables, works on the belly and the solar plexus, really helping with that grounding and getting the digestive tract flowing again, and helps to have keep bringing groundedness and security. And working with the letter M, helps to activate the brain, actually helps with anxiety and depression, and gets the brain flowing up there, right? Gets the juices flowing, and then helps secrete all the way down to the body. So if I were to, I guess, show you an example of that, if I may.
Yes.
Before starting any mantra, I always like to invite everyone to just kind of like rub their palms together. And the reason being is that helps to kind of stimulate all the internal organs inside the body, kind of gets your own healing energy flowing, kind of taps you in, gets you into that space of groundedness and centeredness. And from there, simply doing what we call a Gyan Mudra, which I'm sure if you've ever done yoga, you've probably done it in a yoga class before. But that's simply where you just take the index finger and the thumb tips together, and that's for the brain. And you can either resonate that either right in the lap, if you're wanting to work on something that's right in the physical, in your physical reality, and to dump a little divine spiritual wisdom on you, you can play with the mudras. They don't really talk about this in normal yoga classes, but you can actually move your mudra up to your shoulders if you have something emotional going on, if you want to work on that. You can even raise them up over your head if you have something that's happening in the mind, in the thoughts. So you can place your hands in those different areas to play with those energy fields. Right, so for today, I'll maybe just resonate them at my heart space in this region here, that what we call the astral plane. And you can simply just take a nice deep inhale and vibrate. And you can continue to repeat that. For what I say, about 3 minutes is the minimum. If you're wanting to activate your pineal gland, your pituitary glands, It takes about 3 minutes when you're doing a mantra. If you want full activation and full deep relaxation, 11 minutes. And you want to go even a level deeper and work deeply on that spiritual plane, you can do 31 minutes. And there's those are specific increments that kind of get levels, right? It's like the tip of the iceberg or getting to the bottom of the iceberg.
Wow. You know, when I was growing up, I grew up in New York on the in the Bronx. Yes, it is the home of the hip-hop. Sorry. It is. It is the home.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why I bring it up, because I had a friend growing up that had a, I think it was her cousin. And her cousin played backup, sang backup. So when I was growing up, my friend wanted to be backup, right? I mean, this is before we realized we never had to be backup. We could be a lead singer, right? Before we got enlightened. That's like Whitney Houston singing backup, right?
Right.
This was interesting because she would walk around with these sounds. And so we would both walk around with the sounds. And 90%, this is my recollection, of the sounds, and then you can go back and listen to some of the backup stuff. 90% were the sound you just described. Because we usually say om, but no. Right? If you listen to backup, you'll hear them and what they do. And it was so fascinating for me. I never understood why, after spending time with her, I felt so good. But fast forward to where we are today. And thank you for sharing that, Asher, because I want you to share it again as we go to break. Because it is something so powerful, right? So easy, so transformative and transmutable.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about the transmutation aspect of not only what you just did, but the transmutation aspect of understanding that in the world we live in, we are powerful beyond belief.
Yes.
That sound and healing from sound may in fact be at the core of our existence, the core of humanity's existence. So what do I mean by that? Well, what if there was sound? What if sound was the way that people used to heal? What if it were that? Because imagine you walking around with your cave bat, like you're walking around and you got your, like, cave bat walking around. You haven't really learned how to talk. But what was it about sound? So please take us to break. And, Benny, I'm going to ask Asher to take us to break. If you could take us to break again. Please give us that exercise if you don't mind.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and place our hands in Gyan Mudra, just like this. And again, place the hands at the hips, shoulders, above the head, wherever you feel you need it most. Take a nice deep inhale, starting from the base of the belly, bringing it all the way up to the top of the chest. Take a nice deep inhale. Hold the breath. And exhale. Simply shake out the hands. Move the energy a little bit. Beautiful. Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me,
Visit RitikaRose.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Welcome back. Benny, thank you for playing that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Look, before we, Asher's got some great stories to tell, but before we do, I would love for all of you to connect with her. And, you know, this is what I love about the people I get to honor, and it is an honor to have this conversation with you, Asher. I'm so amazed at what you do.
Right back at you.
You know, just blows me away. Some of us got to appreciate sound and healing by being really sick. So I don't recommend that for people. But in order for people to work with you, to help them clear energy, right?
Yeah.
To get ready for that next amazing idea because the energy has shifted. How do they join your Facebook group? How do they find out about you? Can you tell folks how they can engage with you?
Absolutely. On my personal Facebook page, just Asher Countryman, there is a direct link that takes you to the group. And again, if you just want to search directly in the search bar, you can put Sacred Attunement Community, and you can connect with me that way. There's a lot of free content on there, a lot of different mantra videos, yoga stuff, little events that we've done that you can plug into and look back on. And again, you can also reach me at my website, sacredattunement.com. Yeah, and there's a lot of endless information there as well. There's information about my healing salves, my harmonium healing. I'm a practitioner. Harmonium with a Y, not an I, so not the instrument. It's an energy healing modality. Always got to clarify that. And then a little bit about my coaching as well. I like to take people through a journey over 3 months and really peel back that onion and take them through an experience that they may have never had the chance to try to really instill healthy habits into their lives, like doing mantras, like doing yoga, or things to do with food, because food is a vibration as well. So
no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. I mean, I wasn't joking about the shift in vibration, and you're going to share some stories. When I talked about H&M, you know, partnering with PETA, P-E-T-A.
Oh, cool. Oh.
And just, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's everybody get on board with that. So I want you to tell your story, and I just want to share something with you.
Sure. Sure.
Unrelated. I didn't prepare for it, but I just discovered it.
Awesome.
The Gayatri Mantra, which, Sarah, I apologize. I'm probably just crushing it in a bad way. When you read the lyrics of it, and I don't know if Benny can bring them up, and you look at how many times the language is not om, right?
Mm-hmm.
Svaha. Tatsavitur, right? Vaha. Buuvaha. When you go and look at the language in this, Yona, Dio Yona, throughout this song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it at that because you're going to have to do your homework on that. I mean, I didn't know it. I brought it up because now I made a note to put it on my TV for the afternoon and just play. But I'm struck by it. And when I join in on the mantra, rightly or wrongly pronouncing, there's something about the difference between an om and what you just shared. And I was not aware of it till like right now.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, they do say in like the yogic scriptures that aum is
aum.
Supposedly the original beginning vibration of which things created and rippled out from. So there's a reason why we relate to it so deeply in our bodies and in our hearts and why it feels so good, because it's been around since the beginning of time. So,
oh my gosh, Benny, just give me a little bit of information and knowledge and look out. Okay. All right. So I'm probably going to skip the next break because I would love for you to share, how does somebody like you and I, we're like, could be sisters from another mother or brother or somebody
with
our childhoods, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Couple of decades apart, but doesn't matter. How does one get from that to being world known for sound healing and the coaching you do? And how have the stories developed throughout your service so that we can talk to people about the power of what we're talking about here today?
Yeah. How, right?
Okay, you can skip the how. Let's just tell the stories.
So, you know, maybe some people can relate, right? Those maybe who have grown up in those traumatic childhood situations, or maybe you were that kid who always grew up and wondered, like, man, like, I don't belong here. Like, something's not right. Like, something doesn't fit. Like, I know that there's something else out there, right? So we're always on this search for something different, something better, right? And I think that's also a part of all of our innate nature, right? To grow and change and explore. But something super simple, right, is obviously changing our environment, right? If we're not happy with something that is occurring, right, change the environment, change the friends, change the community, take that step of courage and that step of bravery and plugging into a different community of something they've never done before, right? And that's what my story was. It was a friend who just kept nudging and pushing and poking at me to come take this yoga class. And I was like, I don't do yoga. I lift weights. I'm a weightlifter, you know? And I finally did. And it was that boom, that aha moment, you know? And I was like, wow, if I would have said no to that, I may have not have ever gotten to where I'm at now, helping people around the world in Guatemala and New York and Canada and Europe, you know, like, it's so amazing. So just be open-minded to potentially saying yes to something, especially if someone's asking you again and again, if it's something that's potentially going to serve your highest good, right?
Yeah.
Because the universe knocking at your door again and again and again saying, hello, I'm trying to give you the answer. Like, are you going to listen?
Yeah.
Pay attention.
But, you know, the reason that I love talking with you about this is because, and I've shared this before, it doesn't matter that you and I are probably the two least likely people to be talking about sound currency, to be talking about sound healing based on our childhood. or yeah. based on some partner, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
But when you get tapped on the shoulder to change, and I'm like you, I'm like, no, I love lifting weights.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that position is. Seriously? That's something for Barbara Scheidegger to do, not me. But you know what I was just struck by, and I'd love for you to comment on it. I just turned my TV off because I said before, I'm a little different. I'm a little learning different on the spectrum of what, how you define people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a thing. It is hard for me to do almost anything without music. So in the background during every show, and I always have to ask Benny and Jacob, can you hear my music? I have got soundscapes, mantras in the background. Now, I can't tell you what they are, but I realized I had them on because the reflection of my TV was coming in my background.
Mm.
And the only reason I turned it off is because it was coming in. And now that I've turned it off, I feel the voice. Isn't that fascinating?
Very fascinating.
Now, it has nothing to do with you, but there's something I want you to share about the world of possibilities if we would just try this. Just try it.
Yeah, and it's interesting how you mentioned the voice, right? I think we are so used and comfortable with having noise happening all the time. And people get really uncomfortable with that void because it means that we have to look at ourselves, right? We have to actually think our own thoughts, feel our own feelings, and we're not distracted by someone else, something grabbing our attention. But it's in that space that the healing happens. It's in that space where we can gain that higher perspective, hear something we may not have been able to hear before. Like if you believe in having your ancestors with you or having guides to communicate with you, right? They can't come through unless we have that moment of silence, have that space of uncomfortability. I will tell you, I was always uncomfortable for many years, and then something happened. So it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, you know, to get comfortable with really being in your own skin. But that's where the magic happens, right? That's where we get to unlock that power of mind, body, soul abundance.
Mm.
Right? It's in that space of, when I look at the void space, it's like birth and death, right? Of creation and destruction, right? Like even in our own breath, right? We inhale, we pause, boom, there's the void space. What am I going to create with this exhale? And vice versa.
Yeah. You know, I found something interesting about that. What I found interesting about it was, you know, I play a sport and I do other things, whether you want to call it exercise. I don't care what it is, right? But I learned something interesting about wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. And I was put in touch with how often when I play, I hold my breath. And you can't do that, you know, with a face covering. And it's a requirement of all of us piling into a room to play this sport indoors. It's a requirement to wear a mask. And I was just realizing the other day how much better I'm playing. And I haven't played. And I try to pinpoint it. I always try to understand behavior for myself first.
Right.
But see, if we can talk to our audience and speak about the energies that are shifting now planetarily why we need new tools, would you address that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I study a thing that's called divine spiritual wisdom. And a few years ago, back before 2020 happened, our teacher, Dr. Lovray, mentioned this cycle that we're going through and has occurred time and time again. It's called Uranus in Taurus. And when Uranus is in Taurus, it does represent chaos, destruction, you know, dismantling of things, which we all have seen, right? We've seen this chaos and this fear of like, oh, what's happening? Like, my perfect little square is like crumbling, you know, like, oh my God, I'm losing my job and have to move or whatever's happening. And I want you to know it's not the first time. The last time that this cycle happened was World War II.
Yep.
Right? And that was when Hitler, right? The whole Hitler thing and the Jews and all that happened. And there was so much sadness and pain there. And it happened, you know, if you look back throughout history, it's roughly around every 85 years, there's something, boom, that happens. And that cycle lasts for 7 years. So we're just barely in the middle of it. So we're not even near at the end. But with that ending of that chapter, which will be in 2027, they say there's going to be like this ease, right? The tension will be lifted. There's going to be some ease, more love. We're going through this transition. And while we go through transitions personally or collectively, any transition is chaotic, is painful, is uncomfortable because we don't know what the heck is happening, you know, and then along with that as well is we're also in this age of what they call Aquarius. It's supposed to be this age of love, right? It doesn't look like it right now, but, you know, change takes time. I mean, look at our own personal lives, right? It took me, you know, 10 years to get to the point where I'm at now. It didn't happen overnight, and it might take us a few decades as the human race, or maybe even 100 years, who knows, in order to get from where we are to where we see ourselves. And a lot of people I speak to, there's this vision of wanting to have more peace, understanding, compassion, you know, not this like conquer and divide constantly that we are always seeing. I feel like a lot of us are fed up with that.
And, you know, to your point, I want to talk about Uranus and actually what my experience is. I didn't really understand the planetary energy and movement until I moved to the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And when I moved here, it's really a thing here. You can find the best of the best here. You can find them in other places, but astrology is like illegal in some states. But when I discovered it here and I started to work with people, and I know very little about it, what they were really struck by was where that planet was in my chart every solar return that it showed up.
Wow.
And the transformation that happened to my career when that planet was in my house of careers, literally after a 24 and a half year career, there would be no logical way for me to explain that I would find myself as an executive orchestrating a downsizing program and becoming part of it. See, there's no logical, rational way to say, yeah, I could see that coming for me. No. But then you go to talk to somebody and they're like, all right, what happened over here? Did you lose your job? Mm-hmm. But see, if we understand the energy more so than what's going on daily, isn't that a way for us to prepare?
Absolutely. Yeah, it helps to get rid of the road bumps in the road, right? And that brings me to, like, we all have this universal planetary cycle we go through, right? It starts from the day our birthday is, and every 52 days, the planetary influence changes, right? There's certain times we should be moving, signing contracts, starting a relationship, ending a relationship. And it's funny when you look sometimes that even, and I swear our government knows this, when you look at certain things that our government signs to go through legislation, you know, sometimes they're on a new moon or they're in this time of what we call the sun period or the Venus period. And it's like, wow, like, do they know that consciously? So they're intentionally putting things through the books to have the outcome be in their favor, right? And that happens even in our own personal lives as well. That's so fascinating. I've gone down the rabbit hole with that. I'm like, wow, that is so cool.
Asher, I know this time goes so quickly, but
so quick. I'm like, what? It's already.
I know.
I talked to you all day.
And the white van is like still there. What I'm really struck by, and you have reminded me today of what is available to me.
Mm.
Like when I'm done with the show, I have about 15 things that I need to get done today. And they're non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And when I think about going through them with grinning and bearing it, or going through them with what you just demonstrated today, there's an entire shift in energy. And I want to ask you, we have gone through a tough couple of years.
Yeah.
Isn't this a way to help us heal at multiple levels, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Playing around with these sound currencies and these mantras is actually, in my own personal life, what helped me to not experience that isolation and that feeling of depression and disconnectedness, especially during the height of the pandemic. And I know some places around the world are still experiencing that right now during these winter months. And it does have that power. It has that power to, so you still feel connected and you still feel alive inside, you know, and you feel that sense of freedom. And like that's what I've seen. It helped me and my clients as well, who have struggled really bad. Like their mental health has gone down the slope over the last couple of years, and just to see them, you know, back on the rise with something so simple, right? But that's the thing. Like simplicity is divinity. We think like we have that has to be complicated, or there has to be this big change in order to have this big result. And it's not. There's a saying out there that says it takes small hinges to swing big doors. And that's so true. It takes a little simple tool like Aum to create that result that you're desiring. And it's that simple.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just got a text message from somebody. Isn't this interesting? One of our listeners. You ready for this? Let me share this. And then you can comment on it.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. P. I know your birth date. I just looked stuff up. Guess what? From 1988 to 1995, Pluto, Uranus were totally in your chart in Capricorn and Sagittarius, as I remember you saying, it's all abbreviated, I apologize. I remember you saying you had four planets in Capricorn and a moon and four in Sagittarius. Well, there it is. Oh, and she threw in, and by the way, throw Pluto entering Sagittarius in that time frame. Well, I have the best listeners on the planet. See, you think nobody's listening, and then they, like, remember your birthday.
Amazing.
I know. Not to mention, P.S., Asher probably could help you, since I remember you saying you had Taurus rising. The point is this. As a network, our mission in 2022, and we weren't kidding with our theme, 2022 is all about you. Mm-hmm. It's about our listeners, 20-year listening with us. What do we need to provide people with? And Asher, that's what you did today. See, you're providing people with something they can use immediately, whether you're outside with a white van and a bunch of construction people. Look at what you just did. I mean, this is like watch Asher in the middle of a construction site giving us sound healing.
Yeah.
As you look ahead, I want to ask you, where do you envision the power of this? What suggestions do you have for people? But also, how do people reach out and work with you directly?
Yeah, when I think of the next 5, 10, 15 years as this planet continues to change, I see us all really tapping into our higher selves, to our higher truth of what our purpose is on this planet, and owning that empowerment and owning that confidence and that courage that we really do know how to help and heal ourselves, right? Doctors are amazing, yes, but it starts with us. And owning that and knowing that 100% that we do have the power to influence our day in and our day out and how we're feeling and the pain we're experiencing. And I really see that sound current's going to be a huge part of that, and it's going to become normalized. Understand that, and people will be open to the idea of energy healing, something like harmonium healing. That they'll be open to receive something like that, that even though I may not be deeply up in there giving you a deep tissue massage, that the healing is occurring, and that we will walk around actually being, feeling connected and having that love just exuberate from us, you know, like a shining light. So that's where I see the power of this helping us as we move forward through this next century together. Yeah, and I'd love to help and connect with anyone who feels called. You can, my number's open too. It's 310-334-9697. Or again, you can go to sacredattunement.com. Check me out a little bit more.
Yeah. And you have a Facebook group you're doing too, right?
It's Sacred Attunement Community.
I love it. Asher, thank you so much. What do you want to leave us with? What's your parting personal message?
Oh, I think my parting message for you today is, in those times where you feel like everything's out of control and that there's this huge sense of unknowing, that you already have the knowing through the power of your breath. Your breath is the voice of your soul. So let your soul come out and speak to you and have you maintain that peace in your heart, even if you don't know how, right? That we don't need to know how we're going to get there.
Yeah.
So just come back to the power of your breath. Come back to that wisdom that's always been there and always will be.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good foggy Tuesday to you. Fannie Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Town. You can't escape it. It'll be here for the next couple of days. Other than that, taking a look at the traffic situation, I-5 southbound at Milepost 136 and the Port of Tacoma Road. We have a recent disabled vehicle partially blocking the ramp there. Traffic is slowing down that area, and they are trying to get around that disabled vehicle. That's I-5 southbound at the Port of Tacoma Road. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network coming up next. That's the news and weather.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 18% in November from a year ago. Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami led the way with housing prices up from 26 to 32%. Stocks are getting hammered for a second day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 800 points at times, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ and S&P 500 also sharply lower. The wild trading comes as the Fed kicks off a two-day meeting on monetary policy and interest rates. The White House is again insisting the U.S. and European allies are united on Ukraine and Russia, despite reports suggesting they're not.
The agreement among our NATO partners, including Germany, about the fact that there will be severe economic consequences should they invade.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki touted President Biden's recent video conference call with European allies. She said any decision on deploying 8,500 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe will be made after close consultations with NATO. U.S. hospitals are being overwhelmed by the COVID Omicron surge, and that's prompting moves from the Biden administration. HHS will release an additional $2 billion from the Provider Relief Fund for hospitals and other medical service providers. $9 billion was released from the fund last month. A new study is offering insight into long COVID. The CDC says that's when people deal with new or ongoing symptoms for weeks or months after being initially infected. A study published in Nature Communications suggests a blood test may one day help doctors determine if someone is at risk to develop the condition. The research found that soon after a person who develops long COVID is infected with the coronavirus, their blood has lower levels of certain antibodies. Health experts say developing a test to determine long COVID risk would allow resources to be allocated to those who need them most. Many NFL fans consider the playoff game between the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs to rank among the best ever, and the ratings prove it. The divisional round matchup drew more than 42 million viewers. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
This is Nathan Mum and Mike Rodet from Tech Time with Nathan Mum. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
How about starting the year 2022 off with a bang with a big announcement?
Oh, yeah? What kind of big announcement do we have?
Well, we are expanding. We are expanding to Kixie, 880 AM. Don't you worry, KKNW 1150 listeners, because we are still going to be broadcasting on Saturdays and on Thursday mornings, so you will not miss our show. Listen to Tech Time Radio at KKNW 1150.
Hallelujah.
And let's go ahead and take a look now. Charles Turner to talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see some dense fog and mostly cloudy skies for the next few days. High temperatures in the low to mid-40s. Patchy fog in the evenings and low temperatures dropping down to the mid-30s. A bright side, though, for Friday, partly sunny skies. High temperatures on the up, around 48.
Want to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Let us help you produce a professionally sounding radio show or podcast. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 a.m. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 channel 3.
How many ways to listen?
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com, streaming live audio and video as well as mp3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Forging a Life, Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes? Hello, hello, and welcome. This is Forging a Life. I am Coach Christine Clark. Delighted to be here. I am here every fourth Tuesday of the month. So welcome. You know, what does it mean for you to follow your intuition? Can you remember the last time that you won? I mean, like when you really, really won and you made the right move at the right time and it just came up golden. And wouldn't all of us love to be like that and have that happen all the time, have it happen more often in our lives? You know, that's what we're about today. That's the conversation. I want to remind you to not miss out on the opportunity to receive a package of one-on-one coaching sessions with me, Coach Christine. You can blaze in 2022 with laser coaching. Send an email to forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address. You have until midnight on January 31st to put your name in the hat. Someone's going to get a laser coaching program to help them move forward, remove their blocks, and just shine in 2022. You know, to live life in flow, to have success on your own terms, requires sticking with your intuition, you know, playing to your strengths, and building a foundation that works for you. You want to run your own race. You want to put the blinders on. And in essence, that requires sticking to your core elements. It's one of the first truths in creation of a katana, which is a samurai sword, that there is strength in your steel, and you have to trust your elements. You know, put together the forging of life, the truth in creation of katana. Steel was one of those primary first things that I really learned about. You know, steel will only perform according to its makeup. Now, the steel for a katana is specifically chosen by the elements of its alloy. And one of the first alloys I learned about was high carbon. Way back 30 years ago when Howard was just getting started, being a bladesmith. There was all this conversation about high carbon steel. Carbon is one of those things that allows the steel to get hard enough to hold a good edge. And that is really, really important. If you want a edged knife, your kitchen knife, you want it to stay sharp, and the carbon was needed. And in my naivete mind, I thought, oh, that must be like 20% carbon, 50% carbon. And no, when I learned that high carbon meant a half of a percent to like 1.4 of a percent of carbon was high carbon, that steel is like 95 to 98% iron. And that 2% to 5% has 3, 6, 9, 12 different elements in it. And those core elements decide everything that the steel can be and how it can be worked. How long it has to be put into the forge. Can it be put into a really hot fire, or does it have to be put into a fire that's a little cooler and gently brought up to heat? Can it be beat on really hard, or does it need to be tacked on and worked on slowly, gently? All of the core elements of the steel dictate how you can work it, what it's good for, and how it can be put to use. I am not a sprinter, so I am built for endurance, and rarely do I ever get everything done that I want in a day done. And yet some of you can just jump in the deep end and swim. Some of you can be that billet shoved into that hot fire, immediately brought up to heat, and then worked really hard, really quickly. Some of us need to have it take a step at a time. We need to gradually get up to speed. We need to build momentum, and then we can go forward and be molded and shaped and provide the place in the world that we are meant to fill. You know, everyone can get to their destiny, but you have to go with your elements. And if you go against your elemental makeup, you're going to fight yourself. It's going to be a tougher go. It's going to be really hard to get where you want to go if you're doing things that aren't in line with who you are and what works best for you. You know, I was in direct sales for 25 plus years, and I remember feeling like I was on repeat, like I was learning again and again and again. I don't know how many of you out there sometimes feel like you're doing something, you make some changes, you're going along fine, and the next thing you know, you're like repeating, you're back where you were, things aren't rolling like you wanted them to be, and in the cycle, and we're on repeat. For me, one of the things that I had to figure out was getting calls in. When you are in business, outreach on a consistent basis is really, really, really important if you want to make the money and if you want to grow the business. And I had to shift the calls because I wasn't getting them in. I wasn't working. I would go to these wonderful, powerful sales meetings, and we would get recognition. We would get training and get a lot of oomph and ha, hoorah, and there we would go, and you'd get all excited. And then I would drive 45 minutes to an hour home, and by the time I got home, it was later than you really want to be reaching out and calling people. It was like a, yeah, probably not. People don't want to hear from you at that time of night. And so I wasn't getting the calls in. I wasn't moving on the hoorah that I had, all that mojo. And I finally figured out that was also stopping me. The next day, I wouldn't make the calls because I'd already was like behind the eight ball. I was behind the curve. So I had to get beyond the curve and find what worked for me. And I finally figured out that right after the meeting, I would go and I would sit in my car and I would make my phone calls right then. Well, I still had all the mojo. And there were often a lot of incentives and contests that had to do with booking appointments that were set at the meeting, and I was on my way to being able to be a player. And then the next day was easier because I'd already made progress. And then I figured out that when I was in a car, there were no other distractions. I wasn't doing laundry. I wasn't cleaning the house. I wasn't washing dishes that I would make the phone calls. And so the car became my office where I would get in the car. And if I was running errands, I'd stop and make phone calls. Sometimes I'd get in the car and go drive somewhere to make phone calls. But that was what worked for me. That's how I was able to find a piece that fit in to allow me to succeed. So what is it that you can shift or tweak? How can you create flow in your day? Are you someone that can do the hot start in the morning, just dive right in and accomplish a whole bunch of things right away, and then that gives you your energy and that's when you're most effective? Or are you someone who wants to meditate, reflect, do your yoga, drink your water, do the self-care, and then that builds the foundation for a productive day for you, and then you can go in and walk through, get things done? And that's the important piece, is what works for you. How can you create and have flow in your life? As we go through, it's making choices and putting the blinders on. There is so much out there that's good information for us on how to run our business, how to be successful, how to live life in full and have great personal relationships as well as income and clients and flow within the business. What happens a lot of the time is we go and we get this great, fantastic information, and we want to be cookie cutter. We want to be able to say that this person, this training is what they're successful at, and so I'm going to do exactly what they do. And when we go in and try and imitate, try and duplicate exactly what they are providing, we shortchange ourselves because we are trying to fit into someone else's model, and it might not work. Our elements are not their elements. And what works for them does not necessarily work for us. And so it's important to be able to pull out those pieces that slide into what you're already doing well, slide into what already works, and up-level it. I would go to the national conventions and be mesmerized by the glamour and the glitz and listen to the top producers and how they did everything. And I had a little mindset that said that they did everything perfectly. And I would take copious notes, and I would go home and try and replicate everything from my notes and do exactly what they did. And my outcomes never matched up because I was trying to be them. I was trying to work in their steel and not my own steel, not be true to myself. And when I finally figured out that it's going to work, I learned to be able to look and pull out just the piece that was meant to me, just the piece that works for my elements. And that became a really, really powerful lesson. So you have to stick to your elements. You know, the shaping and the refining and the steel, it won't operate outside its elemental makeup. You know, steel can fulfill a variety of uses, depending on how it's worked, depending on its external shape and its internal structure. You know, human beings are shaped by our core elements. We're shaped by our culture. We're shaped by experience. It is our uniqueness. And all of that combined makes us who we are as an individual. Sometimes what we're getting into, sometimes our experiences are helping us connect to our core elements, are opening the doors for us to be able to connect to those things that we are naturally good at, reveal our gifts, strengthen everything about us that makes us wonderful, that makes us capable, that makes us absolutely able to do everything we want to do. And sometimes the culture and sometimes the experiences are putting blocks, are burying those elements, are covering them up so we don't recognize them, we can't see them, we're not connected to them. But it doesn't mean that the elements are not still there. And so by shaping. We are shaped through our core elements, through our culture, through our experience. And yet it is a process that gives us what we need. Finding out what doesn't work for you is just as valuable as finding out what does work for you. Connecting to a piece of core strength ability is just as important as having to go around and around and around until you discover that there's something special or unique there, and it gets uncovered through usually some hard knocks, and it's called experience and called life, and it brings out those core elements. We are not intended to have a smooth path. We are meant to be put in the hammer, gotten hot, and beat on, because that's the way we come into shape. That's the way we come into form. And that's where our strength lays, and that's what is the important and the exciting part about forging a life and leaning into the steel. When I look at the steels, the two types of steels that Howard uses is 1086 and L6. And a graph of those will show you the most of it is the iron. And then there's these little slivers with all these different beautiful colors in them, which are all the other elements. And that picture lets us see that little tiny bit in all its bright, brilliant colors is the seed, is the mustard seed that moves the mountain, is that pieces and elements that allow us to have, be, do absolutely anything we want. We're going to move to a break. I want to remind you that the free coaching is available to you if you want to blaze in 2022 with a free laser coaching package with me, Coach Christine Clark. Email me at forginalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address. And you have until midnight on January 31st to submit for that running to be able to have that coaching program. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is Sunglow Transformation, and my website is sunglowtransformation.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram and on LinkedIn at both Coach Christine Clark and Sunglow Transformation. The burning question is, how do I connect to my elements? What will give me greater satisfaction? And those are the answers we're going to talk about when we come back from this break.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness,
Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to MentallyToughWomen.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny. What defines me as an individual? How does my uniqueness serve me? Those are the questions. So we know that we have our elements, and we know that it is our elements plus our culture plus our experience that shapes us, informs us, and gets us all the information we need to be able to go for our dreams and have, be, do whatever it is that we want most. You know, the experience sometimes helps us access those gifts in ourselves, and sometimes the culture and experience block the access. You know, for us to understand for ourselves what we believe, what connects to our drivers, you know, right, wrong, true, what's possible. And it all happens in the crucible of life. You know, I was born and raised Presbyterian. My father was a Presbyterian minister. And what I have discovered is that I don't think he is what we would typically stereotype as a minister, as a preacher. I remember him walking me through a guided meditation once when I was in my late teens. And I could remember that, the guided meditation. I was laying on the floor. He was sitting in a chair and just talking me through it. And there was a beautiful green grassy hill. There were some woods. And there was a little ways off, a little farmhouse. And I was with a horse because at that age, I was horse crazy. Several weeks later, I was in the oral orthodontist getting impacted wisdom teeth pulled. And I was using that meditation to just take my mind somewhere else other than the work that was going on. And so then I had the grass, I had the horse, I had the trees there, the little farmhouse some ways away, and the breeze. And then they were working on the teeth, and they had to break a tooth to get it out. And when that tooth went snap, that horse turned into a Pegasus. I climbed on his back and we flew away. That experience allowed me to understand a broader perspective of spirituality, a broader perspective of metaphysical. And it was one of these things that came to me because of my growing up, because of my nurture, and realized later that that was might be a little unusual to have that broader perspective
coming out of a religious practice from my father. And that's just one of the ways that we learn and grow and find out about the elements of our steel and connect what works for you. You know, I also went to national conventions, as I talked about, and learned to pull out what worked for me. How many times have you listened to somebody else, thought that whatever it was they had was the perfect solution to help you get past your blocks to claim the success that you wanted, and diving in, doing their system, and then finding that it didn't feel right, it didn't work right, it wasn't suited for you? And those are the ways that we connect to our elements. How do we learn what works for us? And it's paying attention to the internal feeling as you grow, as you learn, if you had experience. Is this feeling right? Am I in flow? Am I relaxed? Or am I stressed out? How can I make a change, a shift, and arrange something different to have a greater sense of satisfaction, a greater sense of fulfillment, and a greater sense of stepping into something better? Those are the important pieces. So you want to not compare. You want to look for your peace and intuition over appearances. When we go for what somebody else is modeling and it doesn't work, it's usually because we have not listened to our intuitive self, and we're looking at the appearance of flow and success, looking at the highlight reel that somebody else has, and not considering that possibly there might be other areas of their life that aren't so well put together. But we want the highlight reel. We want the appearance. And when you can accept that the appearance looks good, but listen to yourself, then I think we're connecting to our elements, our core elements. You know, my son, Daniel, I took him. He was going into, several years ago, he was looking at colleges, and he was going into studio sound. And we went and visited a couple of colleges that offered studio sound production in the area, in the Midwest. And then we got on a plane and flew to a larger college that had all the sound production and other things that he was interested in. And we had this wonderful tour of this great college, and it was much larger, and there was a lot of just really cool things that were available and were there. And the tour concluded with a really awesome highlight reel where they showed names of people that had come through and had been students of the college that now had their names in the credits of major movies. And of course, the highlight reel had fantastic music and great graphics and little clips of these very famous movies, and it was enthralling. And afterwards, sitting at a table after we went and walked through and talked about what was present, what was there, what was being offered. And my son was so smart. And one of the things that was really, really important to him was being able to have access to a studio, that if he was inspired and had inspiration, he wanted to be able to go and get into a studio and work and create music and sound. And one of the other colleges we had a 24/7 open studios. As long as you had access to the college, you could get in and you could use studios unless somebody else was there working. And this bigger college with a beautiful highlight reel and a lot of polish and shine, their policy was to schedule the studio time And the guy was honest with us that it was about 2 weeks usually to get in. And then there always had to be a teacher, professor present when anybody was using the studio. And my son was able to look at all the wonderfulnesses and realize that that wasn't a fit for him, that for him to be able to get in and work when he was inspired to work was more important than the splash and the posh and the shine of this other college. And he chose a different college. And that is like one of the greatest examples I can think of someone following their own intuition, being able to see what was being offered and available and select that piece that works for you. In the making of the Japanese style katana, the 1086 and the L6 steel are selected specifically for their elements. The elements that they have allow the steel, once it is formed into its beautiful, graceful curve and ground so it's polished, final heat treatment and puts into the steel the attributes of both strength and hardness to be able to hold an edge, and yet there is some plasticity and there is some flexibility in this, so that if you make a bad cut with the sword blade on a matte target and the blade is bent, it will flex rather than being bent. It won't take a kink into it. It will give a little bit, it will continue cutting, and it will come out unscathed. And the elements that allow that attribute to be given to the steel were very specific in the selection of the steel to make the katana, the Japanese-style sword blades from. If you think about it, every single one of us have been selected to be, to do, to have whatever it is that strikes our imagination, that we dream about, that we're being called to in our destiny. And we have the elements to be resilient, to hold our edge, to be flexible enough to give when needed, and hard enough to hold, and to be useful, and to be absolutely beautiful, aesthetically pleasing work of art in whatever we do. And that is, I think, the key for the core elements. In your life, I think that all of us go through something similar, in that we go from what's in front of us, and then we go to the next thing that's in front of us, and we go to the next thing that's in front of us. My life journey was to go to college, to get out of college and become an underwriter for an insurance company, because I live in a very high insurance company town. There's a lot of insurance in the Des Moines, Iowa area, and work in a cubicle. And then my attention was grabbed by direct sales, and it looked like so much better way of earning an income. And I jumped off the corporate ladder after my first son was born, because I didn't want to be a person working 60 and 70 hours a week in a cubicle with someone else raising my first child. And that was a leap of faith. That was a leap of going into the fire, really. I had not built my own personal business to anywhere near replace the salary. And yet that was exactly what I needed to do, was to get out of the cubicle, to sink, to swim, to tread water. and we did all of that thing. When I left corporate, that made us a dual household, a dual entrepreneurial household. Later on, when I moved into coaching, it was because I bumped into coaching, began getting coaching myself, following programs that made a difference in how I approached my work and the perspective I had, and was able to allow me to improve so many things in my life. And it caught spark, and it was like, oh, this is cool. I want everybody to be able to have this and do this. And so my second leap, after several years of searching, I found the coaching certification program that fit for me. I guess at that point, I was aware enough to look for the fit. And there is a part of me that could wish that the years in corporate work or the years in direct sales that came 25 years prior to stepping into coaching could have been different. If I wanted to should on myself, I could say they should have been different. And yet what I understand is that all of that was preparing me for the transformational life coach role. I am well suited, and this is a calling and deeply meaningful for me than anything else I've ever done. And all of the time and experiences play into what I'm able to bring to the table. In the Japanese style sword, choosing the steel that is specifically suited to give you the attributes you want. As human beings, we don't have the luxury of being able to walk along and select what is going to be perfectly suited for us. We have our core elements. We have our steel. We are 95% to 98% the same. And yet all of us have our core elements that set us so apart from everybody else and provide us everything we need to be able to fulfill the roles in our lives, to pull our dreams into fruition, whether we're going to write a book or launch and become an entrepreneur at age 75. It doesn't matter where we have been before, except that all of this leads into what we going forward. And the culture and the experience and our elements work together to bring about what our destiny is and to play with what is absolutely possible for us. You know, when we come back, the question is, do any of you feel like your real life has been on hold? Is it possible that there is an expiration date for our destiny? We'll walk through that when we come back after this break. We're going to blaze in 2022. You are invited to put your name in for a free laser coaching package of multiple sessions working with directly one-on-one with me. Send an email to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark at Gmail. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address. You have until midnight on January 31st to enter. I'm Coach Christine Clark. I'm here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern. My company is SunGlow Transformation. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com. Look for me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at SunGlow Transformation, and also Coach Christine Clark. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. Thank you.
Your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way, but you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activation, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
Thank you, Benny. I am Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life, Going Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. I'm here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. My company is Sunglow Transformation. You can find me on the web, on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at sunglowtransformation.com and Coach Christine Clark. You know, I have had some amazing, wonderful conversations with those of you who have reached out, and you are amazing. You're cool. You're interesting people, and you're working through the curve. You're all working through the curve to call in your destiny, and sometimes we think, you know, have I held on to my dream too long, or does it seem that sometimes, you know, what's current isn't where I want to be or isn't what's going on or isn't how it should be? Maybe my current circumstance isn't measuring up. And there's a few of us that, you know, do have a little bit of self-sabotage, me included. Truth in the creating of the katana, in the steel, is that the core elements remain. You know, the potential never wavers. Not for the steel and not for people, not for human beings. And, you know, whatever forces have shaped you, your culture plus your experience, and whatever shape you happen to be in, your unique elemental makeup holds true. It's there. you know, my first full immersion into life coaching, my first course, it took me a couple of years to look around. Once I decided, hey, I think I want to do this. This is, you know, this is coming out naturally. I'm coaching the people around me, and maybe I want to get some training on this. And looked around for several years and finally found the perfect course to jump into. And it was way more money than I had. It was a halfway across the country. It was staying in a fairly nice hotel, and none of which I could really afford. But I came up with the money because it was a choice of, do I do this? It's perfect. This is what I want. Or do I allow my circumstance to dictate my future? And I chose to scrape it together and go. And very first day we were there, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was a little bit of a hot mess. I was way outside my comfort zone, and I was running down to the corner convenience store to buy little salads and plastic boxes because I really couldn't afford to be eating meals in the restaurant as the hotel. And we were in the room on our first day, and we walked through a guided meditation. We moved all the desks around, and everybody sat in a great big circle. And we were being guided through this reflection. And as this was happening, I'm listening to the words, and images and pictures, of course, are showing up in my head. And I began to picture ribbons of color, red, orange, yellow, with maybe a little bit of green, maybe a little bit of blue. But these ribbons of color in my mind were surrounding everybody that was sitting in that circle and creating in my own energy a safe space for all, for everybody there. And it was intuitive. It just showed up. But those ribbons of color kept repeating throughout the week that we were in this deep immersion from early morning to late night. We stayed in that room and we did the work. And when I was being processed, as we practiced on each other, and occasionally people were brought up to the front to be walked through a strategy as we were learning how to coach, how to work with people. And any time anybody else was being processed, I would put my hand on the table, palm up, and imagine these ribbons of color being present around the person being processed. And when I was in process, I was doing everything possible to not hold back. If something showed up, I said it. If something showed up, I went for it, because I knew deep down that I could not guide anybody deeper than I was willing to go myself. So I played full out. And when I came out of that week, I came out with a total change of trajectory. I was a full-time life coach. I immediately signed up for another coaching program that allowed me to work with all the tools I just learned for a full year with client hours and peer hours and mentor check-ins and all those things that really helped me hone skills. And that images of the colors in those ribbons, I went and found images of sunrises and sunsets and sun over fields and put those all together and put them on my binders that I used for my notes and for the learning and for the training and on my manuals. And so I had all these sun colors, because those were the colors that kept showing up for me in this immersion of coaching, in this coaching course. And that's where the name of my company came from, Sun Glow Transformation, because of all the ribbons of colors in the yellows and the oranges and the reds, with a little fleck of blue and a little fleck of green. And so it helped me find my brand. It helped me name my company. And it reminds me of the transformational work, working with anybody, holding space and doing the deep work, going full out, not backing down, walking through the hard questions, the hard sessions where there's tears involved, which is lovely. I love it when tears show up, because it means that you're really doing some fantastic, wonderful things in transformation. And I relish transforming lives. Holding a hand, walking people through the blocks, and reconnecting them to their elements. Your core elements, your gifts, your talents are there. You know, it's in the feeling you have of possibility that shows up. It's in that crystal clear dream. And it's the guarantee that you have what it takes. Now, an outside catalyst is required. We can't access our own power if it's been covered up through experience. It's one of those wonderful paradoxes of self-development, that the mind holds all the answers, but rarely can we get to those answers because we're already in the middle of our muddle and we have layers of our beliefs and our way we operate that prevent us from finding that clear new perspective, from making that shift, until something from the outside sparks the change. So what I would recommend is, you know, step into the work, whatever that can look like for you. There's a lot of wonderful ways to begin to process and to access your elements. Get a coach, step into the work of transformation. And, you know, who would you be when you are working within your elements, when you have created flow in your life, when you have that connection, those relationships, and that work that lights you up? What would it mean for you to operate in alignment with yourself? How powerful that is. And what if, you know, the work you did and the environment you worked in and the people that were surrounding you, everything supported your vision? That's the goal. That's what we want to have in our lives. And it comes from trusting in our steel. You know, what's in your steel? Everything. Everything. You have what it takes to build the life you want, to have the relationships you want, to be in service to the world in the way that you want. And it all comes down from being able to work with what you have. And some of us are going to be put in the fire, and it's going to take a long time for us to get heat it up. Some of us are going to be able to be in the fire and pulled out and put under the hammer and shaped very quickly. Some of us are going to have to be drawn out to find our purpose in life. And all of this is part of the great journey. When we go from raw bar to a magnificent, aesthetically pleasing, beautiful work of art that's our lives. So that's what I want to leave you with. Knowing that you have what it takes. Your elements are there, and they're tiny little pieces that are so incredibly powerful. They're the mustard seeds that'll move the mountain. You have that ability to change, to be, to have what you want. you'll find it when inspiration strikes and joy and happiness and excitement show up. You have it when you're able to suddenly pinpoint, ah, that's the piece that has to change. Quit trying to make phone calls during the mid-morning when you've got other things that work better for you. Make them in the car. What little tweak do you need to shift everything? What can help you connect to your flow? I'm Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life, going beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. The laser coaching program is available to you. Remember to submit your name for that. Send an email to forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address. You have until midnight on January 31st to enter. I'm here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. My company is SunGlow Transformation, and now you know why it's called SunGlowTransformation.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn at Coach Christine Clark and also at SunGlow Transformation. Until next time, keep hammering away. Keep believing in your elements. Don't worry if it gets hot or you feel like you're being pounded. It's all part of being shaped for your future and calling in your unique destiny.
Thanks for tuning in to Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Remember to acknowledge your talents and skills. Your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit aligned with your core self. To learn more or work with Christine, visit SunGlow Transformation.